It's time for the Radio Silly Travel Show. It seems that we're backing the notion of staycations, because last week it was Orkney. I wasn't convinced. Now it's the Isle of Wight. And Barbara Simpson's been there. Hello.
Hello, Kerry.
Have you been there before?
Yes, I have. I've got some friends who live over there, so I've been to visit them a few times now.
That was your reason for going?
Yes, it was. I needed a break and they were happy, willing to have me, perhaps will be better. And yes, I went to stay with them.
So you don't drive, so how did you get from Scilly to the Isle of Wight?
Well, it used to be a very easy journey when Skybus were kind enough to fly to Southampton, because you'd leave Scilly, arrive Southampton, get the bus, in my case, down to the docks and the ferry across. Easy. Could be done in half a day.
Yeah,
no, it's not quite so easy. I flew to Land's End, got a train from Penzance to Exeter, and changed again at Salisbury, and then went down to Portsmouth Harbour, and then got the catamaran across. Coming back, I came via Guildford and Reading.
Blimey.
Yes, it's quite a journey. Everything worked beautifully, luckily. The only one that was late was the train coming down to Penzance when I came home, but that was okay. But yeah, it's a long day.
So to give a sense of, I suppose, scale of how far you are away from the Hampshire mainland, how long does a cat take to get to the Isle of Wight?
22 minutes.
Okay, not very far then.
No.
So you can see it, obviously.
Oh, you can see it, yes. The Spinnaker Tower at Portsmouth is very visible from anywhere looking north from the island, yeah.
So is it expensive making the crossing?
Just trying to think. I got an OAP concession, of course. I think it was something like £18 return. And there are other methods of travelling across into Ryde, which is where my friends live. There's the car ferry, which is quite cheap, and you obviously go as a foot passenger on that, or the catamaran, and then the fast one is the hovercraft. But they all run all the time.
So you don't have to book beforehand, you just turn up?
No, turn up, yes. And there seemed to be loads of people there when I arrived. And I thought, am I going to be able to get on this one? But they're big, big catamarans and there was loads of room. Mm. So that was very good. And yeah, we were out on Sunday morning and there was a continuous stream of ferries coming and going. It's not a problem getting there.
So Ryde, is that the north, the sort of mainland-facing bit?
It's opposite Portsmouth.
Is that the place with the harbour and a kind of a river through the middle?
No, that would either be Cowes or Yarmouth. Okay, okay. I should think Yarmouth, probably.
I have been to the Isle of Wight, but it was for a wedding and there was a free bar, so my memory of the day after is a bit blurry.
A bit hazy.
Yeah, so...
Yes.
You've obviously been to the island quite a bit. Yeah. Is it a place where, is it just like an English county in the sea, or do people go there on holiday?
To a certain extent, it's like a big chunk of Hampshire floating, but it's very beautiful. I don't think people quite appreciate. There's such a varied scenery. There's the downs, which are wild and open. There's beautiful coastal walks. There's huge white cliffs. There's lovely countryside and loads of trees and lanes, and it's very, very attractive place.
Do you feel you're on an island?
Not as much as I do here, but yes, because virtually everywhere you go, the sea's in view or very close.
So people say silly because of the isolation feels like the 50s. So does this feel like 1982 or something?
No, it feels more like 2015, really. I mean, they've got some nice shops. Superb places to eat and very reasonable prices, I have to say. All mod cons, really. But the countryside is lovely and there's some beautiful buildings there. There's quite a lot of National Trust property and that you can go and visit, and lovely Elizabethan houses with beautiful gardens. Last time I was there, we went to a fete one afternoon and you went through a gap in the wall, walled garden, beautiful Elizabethan, beautiful house. And in the garden, there was a band playing. And there were all the stalls and flags and bunting and everything. And I said to Janet, which stall is Joyce Barnaby on and who's going to get murdered, because it was exactly like a scene out of Midsummer Murders.
Well, you survived, so that's good.
We did, yes.
So, I mean, there's lots of towns dotted around the Isle of Wight. There's cows at the north, there's Top End, isn't it? And my geography of the Isle of Wight's rubbish. Ryde is another one.
Yes. Newport is the capital. More in the middle of the island.
So where would you recommend going to? If you're going to base yourself there for a week, what's the place to go for a visitor?
Ryde's very good because there's lots there and you can easily get to everywhere else. And it's also very easy from the mainland. Cowes is nice, very yachty. And it was just beginning Cowes Week when I was leaving. So masses going on. There's the seaside resorts of Sandown and Shanklin on the south. Yarmouth is lovely. There's a lot, you know, a lot of different places to choose from, and nowhere's that far, obviously, because it is an island.
Does each of the towns have a different feel then? Is there somewhere that's, say, medieval, somewhere Victorian, somewhere that's seasidey?
I would say largely it's Victorian. There's lots of Victorian villas and terraces and things. It's a mixture of styles, and in the country you get all these lovely old places.
And Queen Victoria used to have a bit of a gaff there, didn't
she? Yes, Osborne House. We went there on Sunday, and that's lovely, and beautiful grounds leading down to a beach that used to be private, but they've now opened it up. And, lovely. It's a very interesting house to walk round. And there's the bathing hut on the beach and various little bits and pieces. And really nice gardens. It's I can see why she liked it there.
So did she treat that like the PM would treat Chequers?
Well, I think she spent quite a long time there once she was a widow. And, in fact, as we were leaving on Sunday morning, we passed a bench which was a memorial to John Brown, and it was such warm, loving words. One did wonder if anything had gone on, but anyway, she was obviously very fond of him.
Oh, is that the person that Billy Connolly
played
in the film?
Yes, that's right. Who
pop culture reference?
Yes, yes. But yeah, and Osborne House is well worth visiting. And they also, last time I was there, they had the London cast of Les Misérables down. Just not acting, but singing the score, which was great one evening. And they do all sorts of things like that, concerts and stuff.
Now, I always remember my gran had her honeymoon on the Isle of Wight.
Right.
So that would have been 1930s.
Mm.
And she always had on her mantelpiece in her room a glass vial. It looked like a test tube with the bands of different sand colours. Where on the Isle of Wight is that from?
Alum Bay. Well remembered me. Yeah, it's you can see the different colours in the rocks, and they make most beautiful, and especially in Victorian times, used to do sort of dioramas, I think you call them, don't you, with pictures made out of the different colour sands. But you can still buy a souvenir. I think you can still collect your own, given a test tube and, you know, spoonful a few layers in. But
that's a big souvenir thing, I guess.
Oh, yes.
They still sell them, I presume.
Oh, I'm sure they do, yes, absolutely. And it's nice because it's, I don't know where anywhere else that has got different coloured sand to that extent, I must
say. So is the beach stripy as well then?
No. I think it's quite stony on that one, as far as I remember. I haven't been there this time, so.
Because further up the coast, I mean, if you go to Sussex and places like, well, Brighton, it is just pebbles, isn't it? Is there a sandy beach?
Yeah,
there's one
particular one at Ryde called Apley Beach, which was actually man-made, but you'd never know it. And there's this vast, beautiful expanse of sand. The tide goes out a long way there. And, yeah, it was lovely when we walked down. I think we went on Saturday, just to go and have a coffee in a cafe at the end. It's quite a long walk along, and there's this huge beach, and families were turning up for the day with windbreaks and picnics, and it's a proper bucket and spade beach. It was lovely, really lovely, and dogs are allowed on part of it, and everywhere in the winter, but in the summer there are designated areas. But it's so big, you know, here you can't really imagine it. It's lovely.
It's quite buoyant. I mean, does it have that, as you get on the mainland a lot, that kind of slightly faded seaside town appeal about it, or image about it? appeal's probably not the right word.
No, I know what you mean. No, it seems quite vibrant, really. I mean, I think they've had a tough time, the same as everybody else, but there were certainly plenty of people around, and the shops looked as though they were doing well, and I didn't notice any empty shops, or, I mean, there are a few charity shops, but nothing untoward, and lots of cafes and nice quality shops, antiques and clothes and, you know, books and whatever.
So Newport is the capital, but is that by the sea, though?
No, it's in the middle of the island.
Oddly named, then.
It is rather, yes.
Worth going to? Is it functional?
Oh, well, no, there's some good shops there. I mean, sorry, I didn't shop all the time. But there are, you know, everything you want. We had lunch one day at an outside cafe, and pavement cafe, and there was somebody busking on the saxophone. He was brilliant. It was lovely. It was one of those moments you'll remember always, you know. It was a lovely sunny day and the wind was a breeze and this glorious music. Really, really good. It was a nice place to stroll around.
What's kind of age profile of the people there? I mean, the obvious holidaymakers, if it is obvious, are visitors. Is it a kid's place or is it somewhere where, like Scilly, where you generally get more mature people?
Well, it is certainly a lot of children. I mean, the school holidays had started. Yeah. So, but it's a lovely place for children and it's a lovely place for older people. It's a very wide range. There's so much to do. And lots of wet weather attractions.
What sort of things have they got then?
Well, you can go and visit the garlic farm, which is interesting.
Oh, you brought me a bulb.
I did bring you a bulb, massive bulb of Isle of Wight garlic. And that's good because they've got birds of prey there and interesting chickens and a marvellous wild flower meadow, which was beautiful. And there's a very nice cafe where you can have a snack or coffee or whatever. There's a glass blowing place where they do the most glorious glass, absolutely beautiful, which is quite famous all over the world. So you can go and watch people doing that. There's a pearl place. There's, come on, use your brain a minute. All sorts of things. And there are obviously artists and potters and jewellery makers, and there's all things like that. Various houses you can go around. We went to a place called Mottiston Manor, which is an Elizabethan house with a lovely garden. The house is only open twice a year because people actually live in it, which is rather nice. But the garden is beautiful, and that they've got a gardener, and the rest of it's done by volunteers. And they got a double herbaceous border, which was a riot of colour at the moment. And they've got wildflower meadows there and a wood. And it's just lovely and peaceful and soul-restoring, that sort of thing.
So they must have, you know, a reasonable climate, I suppose. They are relatively far south. Not as far south as us, obviously.
No, apparently they're drier than us. And they get a lot of sunshine, which is why the garlic grows so well. But, yeah, it's... I mean, I had nice weather, and I gather it was... We had one day which wasn't that good, but the rest of the time it was lovely, which I think was a bit better than Scilly was at the time. I believe you had some very heavy rain.
Oh, and we did, yes.
Yes, I'm quite glad I missed that, really. But, yes, I think they enjoy quite a sunny climate.
So to give a sense of scale, to drive around, I don't know if you've done it in one go, but to drive around the whole island, how long would that take, do you think?
Whoa, I don't know. Probably, a couple of hours, I should think. There's a lot of it. Last time I was there, we went to St. Catherine's Lighthouse, which is by the Needles, which is a long way away. It's right down in the south and rides in the north. I should have looked up the dimensions of the island, but...
Well, people can just Google that, can't they?
OK, well, you Google it, folks, but it's quite big.
And the Needles, of course, I think I'm right, it's the white cliffs that extend out into these sea, like pinnacles, like Needles.
Yeah, that's them. Very spectacular. and there's a terrific current running off there, so the sea always looks good. It's quite hairy to sail round, I believe. But, yeah, there's lots of lovely scenery and places to go. It's a good place for a holiday. Definitely.
Well, thank you for sharing your tips of the Isle of Wight.
Pleasure.